Typically, we'd say hi to Jason Cans, but not this morning. He's got a day away today, and hoping to have him back tomorrow, so it's all good. In the meantime, want to share some goodies with you. I posted this on Facebook yesterday from Chad Bird. I introduced it by saying, I love how Chad Bird preaches the gospel. He is an author, and he's got his book, Limping with God, is the number one bestseller in Old Testament biographies on Amazon. Chad Bird. And this is something he posted yesterday. It's called The Nun and the Stripper. So here we go. It says, he writes, the most astonishing countercultural truth in the kingdom of Jesus is that love and acceptance have zero basis in worth or accomplishment. Bird says, a billionaire in New York City is no more worthy of love and acceptance than the schizophrenic homeless man sleeping in an alley. Chad Bird writes, before any of us build a business or declare bankruptcy, before we earn a PhD or drop out of high school, before we establish a soup kitchen or appear in a porn video, we are equally loved by the God who shows no favoritism. Chad Bird says, our personal success does not attract his love, nor does our failure expand or contract it. Bird writes, the God who is love loves us indiscriminately, passionately, furiously. Chad Bird says, that love was on cosmic display when atop a Roman tree of crucifixion, Jesus became the millionaire and the addict, the nun and the stripper, the newborn baby, and the wrinkled octogenarian. He closes by writing, all humanity with its sores and wounds and twisted souls and barren lives and evil-infested pasts, he became that all humanity might become, in him, resplendent in the eyes of the Father. Daring and bold and strong and true, Chad Bird. This morning here, the best 5 minutes of the day on WWIB. All right, our CCM Song Showdown continues here into the third round. Crowder advanced over Four King and Country yesterday in the third round. And we've got two other great artists right now, Caleb.
Yeah, so it's Jason Gray and the Newsboys. The song's Jason Gray with Every Act of Love and the Newsboys' God's Not Dead. With voting going until 7:45 via the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670, where you can text bonus votes as well in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. And again, families absolutely allowed to vote. We just ask again. Make sure you ask the people in your family, not just say, there's X number of people in my household. They're going to automatically vote the way I want them to. So just on your honor with that. And don't forget as well, you can use that same text line at 396-1670 to pledge for Hope and Hoops. Rick Yoder of Polly Ray's and Liberty Sales, a wonderful nonprofit, is going to be our guest shooter. He's the husband of Dana Yoder, who we had in yesterday. And so you can pledge per shot made, per shot missed, or a flat amount. And of course, we're giving away a Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcake to one of our pledgers this morning, and everybody in the running for a $50 gift card to Joseph's at the end of the day as well.
Absolutely. Here we go. Song one, nominated by Rachel Swenson in the Rice Lake area. Pam nominating Newsboys to follow with God's Not Dead on WIP. Michael W. Smith, WWIB, and we've got a winner.
We do indeed. Yes, the Newsboys, they were kind of wire-to-wire winners here today. Jason Gray fans made it close, but the Newsboys' God's Not Dead overpowers Jason Gray with Every Act of Love, and that sets up a really, really big matchup.
It does, yeah. Sometime next week, it's going to be Crowder and the Newsboys in one of our Final Four showdowns.
And we have one more matchup at 8:15, and then again, just so you all know, after the 8:15 to 8:45 matchup, it'll just be in the 7 o'clock hour for the final third round matchup, and then our two Final Fours and our championship. So everything should be coming to a head, and we'll have a winner crown, Lord willing, Wednesday of next week.
There you go. Toby Mac won it last year. We'll see how it turns out this year. All right. In the meantime, we used to do this thing called segments. There'd be like something we'd talk about.
And then we got so busy here during this month of March.
All month long, yeah, for sure. So I don't know. This is something we do from time to time. Career Builder, talk to some hiring managers about some bizarre excuses for being late.
And if you say, oh, we've heard these before, probably not these ones. Because as we've mentioned, the gift that keeps on giving is all of the stuff from hiring managers and what they put up with. For instance, excuses for being late. My dog ate my work schedule. I mean, most of those are online now, but no, I printed it out and the dog ate it, so I just didn't come.
There's another excuse for being late. I was here, but I fell asleep in the parking lot.
I love that. Now, if you were in the parking lot listening to the WIB Wake Up Show, that's probably a legit excuse for being late. It's probably okay.
Hopefully we're keeping you awake, though.
Again, from Career Builder, weird excuses for being late that actually happened. Someone said, Yeah, I was late because my fake eyelashes were stuck together.
Wow. I mean, that can happen.
Hard to drive.
I imagine. I don't know. Never had that problem. All right. Somebody else said, I forgot I didn't work at my former employer's location. I drove there by accident.
Okay.
He'd been working at the new job for 5 years.
5 years. But suddenly drove to the wrong one. Weird excuses for being late. Someone said, well, I had morning sickness. Okay. Absolutely legitimate. It was a dude.
And finally, another excuse for being late to work. Someone said, my coffee was too hot and I couldn't leave until it cooled off.
Huh. Thermoses.
Yeah.
Wow. Bad.
All right. Well, reaching
a
bit.
Be on time.
Reaching a bit here. All right. We've got another third round CCM Song Showdown matchup here, Caleb.
Yes, we do. And again, two ways to vote, 715-396-1670 by text. Bonus votes in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. Also, don't forget, you can pledge for Hope and Hoops using that same text line at 396-1670. Our guest, Rick Yoder of Poly Rays and Liberty Sales, going to be shooting at 8:45. We'll talk with Rick just after 8:30. But a Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcake will be given to one of our pledges before 8:45. And someone walking away with a $50 Joseph's Cheesecake gift card at the end of the day on the drive with Dawson. But this is another third round matchup, and again, we expect these to be pretty tight. We've got Micah Tyler and Zach Williams today. Halvo, and Micah Tyler's song Different against Zach Williams and Chainbreaker.
That's right. You can vote two ways on the talk and text line, 715-396-1670, where you can also pledge for Rick and WIB Incorporated. And also, hopefully you're a member of the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. You can vote there as well. If you do, you know, multiple votes, we ask that you actually, the people actually heard the songs, and then they get to kind of give their say. Don't just say, hey, I've got this many family members. So.
Yeah, just be honest.
All right, so Zach Williams is going to go second. Micah Tyler batting leadoff with his song Different. Chainbreaker to follow on WIB. And we've got a guest in studio.
We do. So Dana Yoder of Edina Realty joined us yesterday, made 3 out of 5 shots. And now her husband, Rick Yoder of Poly Rays and Liberty Sales, Blade Works as well, here with us on the WIB Wake Up Show. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, we've talked with you before. Again, you've been an advertiser for several years for Poly Rays, and you have an incredible business there. When we're talking about settled concrete, you've done it for us here at the station, leveling that and making it not such a hazard and maybe not allowing water to get into foundations and such. Mm-hmm. So you have that wonderful business that folks can contact you about, but also maybe a little bit more recently, Liberty Sales, Liberty, L-I-B-E-R-T-E, Liberty Sales that folks can look up. Tell us about that nonprofit, how that came to be, and how your business ventures feed into supporting what you do for veterans.
Yeah. So Liberté, the French word, liberty meaning freedom or without hindrance or restraint. That started, actually, my wife and I took up sailing years and years ago, probably in the early 2000s, and while sailing up in Lake Superior, we run across a gentleman that had actually broke his neck bronc riding. Mm. And we took him and his family out, him and his wife actually up for a day of sailing on Lake Superior. And while up there, providing that opportunity on the water, we just really saw...
I know, yeah, and it's emotional for you to think about this and how this came to be, how God has led you to do this.
It is, because what we saw was an individual that had experienced a traumatic injury, and we were just able to provide him a day on the water that he was able to experience. It's hard for me to even put this into words because it's very emotional to see and to see what that opportunity brought that gentleman. At the end of the day, he said, Rick, oh, I just want to say thank you for providing that opportunity and time up there, because that I've never experienced the freedom that we...
Woman, and
I'm sorry.
I think so many times, and we'll talk about, again, veterans and disabled veterans, but so much focus is on the disability, but there's something about being out in God's creation on the water with the wind and the waves and sailing that's incredibly freeing, and focusing on what abilities do they have and not focusing on that disability. And I think, again, close to the creator, and that's what this young man who had a broken neck. I mean, you've shared this story with me before too. Just the freeing feeling that was to be close to the God who made him.
Yes. He was just very thankful for the opportunity to experience peace, joy. He said he's never felt that free before, you know, since his injury, you know, after a day on the water, he said, man, I just want to say thank you because I haven't felt that free, you know, and we want to provide an opportunity for our veterans. We love our veterans. We are here. We have the ability to live in this great free country that we live in today because of our veterans that have some provided and given their lives for us to allow the freedom that we experience here. And we want to be able to provide them with an opportunity we just want to be a blessing. Honestly, the bottom line is we want to be a blessing to them and say thank you for serving our country and giving us the freedoms that we have. And we just want to be able to give back to them in a measure that would bring peace, joy. They can focus on the abilities and not the disability, you know, and experience freedom for themselves by being on the water.
And Rick, you said that when you are in season doing this, you do it about one day a week, typically on a Saturday, but you'd love to do it more.
Yeah, we would. Our goal is obviously we'd love to do this full time. Right now we have several vessels. We have one on Lake Superior or Lake Wasota, and then one up in Green Bay area, north of Green Bay, about an hour in Lake Michigan there. And we're able to provide the opportunity at least once a week for them to come out on the water, them and their families. We take a veteran and up to a family of five. And a typical day would be, you know, we meet in the morning and we have a kind of an orientation. We bring them the basics of sailing, provide them with an opportunity to jump on the vessel. We do a safety check. We kind of go through, you know, all the things on that vessel, and then we shove off and have an afternoon of sailing out there where they can experience, you know, harnessing the wind and harnessing those things, and they can pick a destination. They can go, if they want to go around an island, we can point in that direction, and we can teach them and show them how to sail. We give them the opportunity to actually have time at the helm. They can run the grinders, they can run the winches, you know, trim the sails, whatever they want to do. We want to give them an opportunity to do whatever they would like to be a part of that, not just taking them out for a ride.
And Rick, again, Rick Yoder of Polyrays and Liberty Sails. Again, there's no way we can possibly cover everything you do, but where do folks get more information if they'd like to find out more about how they can contribute, how they can help, or maybe they know a veteran that could benefit from this? How do they get in touch with Liberty Sails and you?
Yep, they can go to Liberty Sails, LIBERTESales.org. And there's a tab there that says veterans, and if they know a veteran that could benefit from something like this, you know, they can fill out a form that we have there. If they would like to be a part of the program and help donate to sponsor a veteran, we've got a donate tab there. They can press that and then you know, make a donation to that as well. And one of the things that we really have on our heart is we want to provide an actual sailboat for one veteran every year. And so our goal is to donate one vessel every year to a veteran, you know, and last year we had a gentleman come through and he really showed great interest in sailing, and we were teaching him, and our goal is to actually present him with his very own vessel this year.
Wow.
And that's part of one of the goals is to, because they experience such freedom and peace and joy, we don't want that to end on just one opportunity. We want them to be able to experience that on a daily basis or however they would like.
That's incredibly generous and thoughtful. Some of the work you're doing, it reminds me of Tony Matson and the equine therapy, different approach, but again, both ministering to veterans and having that impact in terms of whether it's with a horse or on the open adventure of the water on a sailboat. So, Rick, thanks so much to you and Dana. And, hey, you're here as our guest shooter, right?
Yeah, I am, yes.
So let's get behind him. He's doing all this great work. Let's get behind him with your pledge here in the next few minutes, 715-396-1670. At 10 before 9 o'clock, we've got another winner in our third round of the CCM Song Showdown, right?
Yes, and so this one wasn't real close. Lot of support all the way through for Zach Williams, and so Zach Williams moves on to the final four.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow in the 7 o'clock hour, Toby Mac meets Matthew West. So that should be a great one. And it'll continue to play out in the 7 o'clock hour through Wednesday.
Thank you to our pledgers so far. And again, you can get in a last-second pledge here at 715-396-1670 by text. Steve from Black River Falls, $5 per made basket. Shelly from Chautauqua, $5 per made basket. Deb from Chippewa Falls, in honor of WWIB's 50th anniversary, she's doing $10 per shot no matter what, make or miss. So $50 flat pledge to WIB Incorporated. Thank you so much. And Marcy from Bloomer, $10 per made basket. And she also says, very moved by hearing our guest Rick Yoder talk about Liberty Sales and wants to support that vital nonprofit, again, serving our veterans, and wants to support, again, PolyRaise as well, too. And maybe just real briefly here, Rick, your business, PolyRaise, how that is that venture also supports Liberty Sales, this nonprofit.
Yeah, we have multiple businesses, PolyRaise and BladeWorks, and that provides us the opportunity. We take a percentage of every job that comes in. So if we do work for somebody, you know, lifting concrete, you know, filling voids or whatever that may be there, we take a portion of everything that comes in and we sew that back into Liberty Sales to minister to our veterans.
Huh. Fantastic. Well, we applaud you, and it's great to talk with you about this. And so now we'll see if you can match or beat your wife in the Hope and Hoops here shooting.
That's going to be tough because she's amazing.
Dana yesterday said, oh, I wore my Converse, shoes, and she hit 3 out of 5. Rick, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right, let's
thing.
Fire up the music.
Rick
Caleb's
Yoder
got the play-by-play
of PolyRaise BladeWorks and the incredible nonprofit Liberty Sales. He's going to the line. First shot on the way.
Wow.
Swish.
That was beautiful.
Absolutely perfect.
That was nice.
He's 1 for 1. Second one just rims out. All right, third
natural.
Shot on the way. Good form. Perfect
there.
Again. Wow, 2 out of 3.
Come on.
Fourth shot to tie Dana.
There it is.
Swish. All right, to beat Dana Yoder, beat Dana Realty, Rick Yoder, he kisses the ball first. On the way. Nailed it. 4 out of 5.
That was great.
Now,
sorry,
Rick,
babe.
You were telling me, Rick, that you only played just a little teensy bit of basketball,
yes.
But then actually were the 6th grade basketball coach at Fall Creek
yes.
a few years ago and had a great experience with that. Now, that seems to have built into your performance here today.
Well, I tell you, that was such an honor to be a part of that and to speak into those young men's lives. And I tell you what, it was a joy to see them play and to learn how to play basketball. And the cool thing was we got to pray before every game and before every practice. And what the amazing thing is, even before one game, we forgot to pray, and the kids went out there and started playing basketball, and they stopped the game immediately and said, hey, coach, we forgot to pray. So we got down on our knees, everybody gathered around, and we prayed, and they won the game.
Huh.
So.
That's fantastic. And again,
cool.
Thank you for all you're doing. Again, PolyRaise, uh-huh. PolyRaiseWI.com. BladeWorks is your snow removal company, and then Liberty Sales, LIBERTE, Liberty, LibertySales.org. Serving our veterans, many of them disabled veterans, taking them sailing and just helping them have that free feeling. And one more thing, if we can just mention it as well, too. You mentioned to me off the air, and people say, well, how does your faith come into this? And you've mentioned this before. You have, in essence, a captive audience when you're out on the water for several hours. So you can talk with them. You can pray with them. And you are praying, I know, asking God that there would be a lot of men and women brought to the Savior mm-hmm. through this year.
It is, and that is our goal. And we believe that, obviously, Jesus is the core. It's the main value. Our value, our core value is love God, love people, and love our country. And we want to believe, yes, we've got a captive audience there, and we want to speak into their lives and minister to them in any way that we can. And we're believing that people will give their lives to Jesus Christ this year while on the vessel, while enjoying the day on the water. They'll also experience the freedom that Jesus Christ gives them.
Yes.
You know, and that's the most important thing I believe there is. And if we can use the gifts and talents that we have, because we love sailing, we love to be out on the water, but we also love people. And we want to provide them with opportunity to get saved, get healed, whatever it is. We just are looking for opportunities to be a minister to people.
Rick, thank you so much. And again, if folks are saying, oh, I might have missed some of that, we will get this website shared on the WWIB Facebook page and the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group as well, so that you can have that information easily accessible.
And we'll have Rick's comments in not only the podcast, but we'll hope to use them in an upcoming Chippewa Valley this week on Sunday, which airs on both stations after 5. So thank you, Rick.
Yes.
Outstanding. Keep up the great work. Somebody's going to win themselves a $10, well, actually, a gift card for a Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcake. We'll get all the names and let you know here before Focus in the Family. And then at the end of the day, all of our pledgers today have a chance toward a $50 gift card from Joseph's. Jesus Culture takes us out. 31 degrees, WWIB.